You're listening to eDirus.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم من الكعبين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salah farz upon every individual, an obligation that needs to be carried out 5 times a day. And I'm sure many of you will agree that salah is not that difficult. Wuzu also is not that difficult. But perhaps the greatest jihad is to maintain that high level of concentration in your salah. I'm sure everybody will agree with that. That is the hardest part. Your qiyam, your ruku, your sujood, that is not that tough. But for the 7-8 minutes of your farz jama'at with the imam, and to maintain that high level, that concentration span, that is jihad and extremely difficult. And so many people come, of course, they ask the scholars, the ulama, how can we improve in maintaining khushu' and khuzu', a high level of concentration in salah? Now the truth is, my respected brothers, this can be answered in many ways. But perhaps the answer to this question is in the manner of how one performs wuzu. How one performs wuzu. Because your wuzu is directly connected with your salah. And the effects of your wuzu fall upon your salah. How your wuzu is, that is how your salah will be. And there is proof for that also in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led some of the people in a congregation in salah, and after the completion of the salah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people that today I felt discomfort in my salah. I was not comfortable in my salah today. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually gave a reason. And he said, my discomfort is because of the fact that some of you have not done their wudu properly, and because of that, it has disturbed me in my salah. Imagine that. That you have not done your wudu properly, and that has disturbed me. And this is a fact, my respected brothers and elders, that at times, even in the congregation, if a person is not clean, that has an effect upon the rest of the worshippers, including the imam. And so clearly the ulama have mentioned that what we have to make sure is that we do the basics right. The foundation has to be right. Your wudu has to be right. And when you do wudu properly, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will see the difference. Extremely important. The problem today is, my respected brothers and elders, that we take wudu and even salah as routine exercises that we need to carry out. It's just a routine exercise. We don't understand that wudu is an act of worship. Our mashayikh and our scholars, when it came to wudu, there was complete mental preparation for wudu. At times they would take 10 minutes for their wudu. I'm not saying take 10, 15 minutes, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for some people, some of the mashayikh took 10 minutes out, reading everything, all the du'as, mustahabbat, everything. Why they took wudu as an act of ibadah? If this was the level of their wudu, then what about their salah? Imagine that, my respected brothers. Das minute wudu mein lagate the. Subhanallah. Making sure that it's in accordance to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, unfortunately, our state is such that we come for salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech that salah will stop you from behayai, from indecency, immorality, from sins, from things that are munkar. Your salah will stop you. But our attitude is such that we have prayed salah, we have made dua, we exit the masjid. As we exit the masjid, we want to disobey Allah immediately. We want to commit sins immediately. This is our level of salah. We've just completed our salah and we come out of the masjid and that taqaza, that desire of guna, sins are already there. Let us commit some sins. Why, my respected brothers? We take it to be a routine exercise. Jaldi, parni hai bhai, khatam. We haven't done wudu properly, that has an effect on salah. We haven't read our salah properly and therefore there is no concentration at all in your salah. How many rakats you have read? 2, 3, 4, Allah knows best. We've read our salah, did a few qiyams, ruku, sujood, and we exit the masjid again. There is no turning point from your salah. Why? Because there is no intention. When we read salah, in fact, we must make an intention that, Ya Allah, I'm reading my Isha Salah with the intention that inshaAllah this Salah will stop me from committing sins. This is the kind of Salah we want. That when you read your Salah, make an intention that my Qiyam, my Ruku, my Sujood will stop me from the bad habits that I have. The sins that I commit, nobody knows, Allah knows, but my Salah will work. My salah will work. It is the prescription given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Otherwise it's very difficult. If we don't take control of the intention, we lose everything. Just to give you a few examples. When we do wudu, and inshallah, I want to actually explain wudu according to the madhahib of Arba', according to the four madhabs. Even though we are Hanafis and we follow that fiqh, but to understand the views, the opinions of all the scholars, so that we actually respect every action that we do, that maybe if it's not in this school of thought, then at least it's in the other school of thought, and to understand the importance of it. And so to cover everything and a wuzu that is in accordance to the four schools, that would be a perfect wuzu. That you cover everything, perfect wuzu.
امام شافعی، امام مالک رحمت اللہ علیہ، اینڈ امام احمد رحمت اللہ علیہ، دیز تھری گریٹ فقہا، اکارڈنگ ٹو دیم، ٹو میک این انٹینشن ان وضو اٹ از فرض. واٹ از اٹ؟ فرض. ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز وی میک اینی انٹینشن فار ڈوئنگ وضو؟ وی ڈونٹ ایون انڈرسٹینڈ انٹینشن. بائی انٹینشن is to be mentally prepared for the action that you are going to do. That is intention. Mentally prepared for it. Subhanallah. And you will see the barakat of wudu. You will actually feel it. That today I have done something. You will feel you have done wudu. That on your body you are walking with noor. You will feel that. Very important. Even though Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, according to him, intention is sunnah, but nevertheless, majority of the scholars, the giants amongst the fuqaha, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, all are of the opinion that when you make intention, when you do wudu, make intention of wudu. So the first thing we do is at least understand what we are doing. Zara niyat kar le, make intention when you do wudu. And secondly, to read Bismillah. On a serious note, I'm not going to pinpoint fingers to anybody here, but only Allah knows that when we do wudu, how many times we read Bismillah. Not Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, minimum even Bismillah. Just to say Bismillah. We even fail to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who does that, mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, that is great. Noorun ala noor. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, according to him, to say Bismillah is farz. So there is no wudu, according to him and his followers in fiqh. If you don't say Bismillah, there is no wudu. Even Ishaq bin Rahway, according to him, there is no wuzu. According to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, there is no wuzu. And this is because of a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا وزوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله. There is no wuzu of that person who does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this hadith. And the intention element, which is important, why? Famous hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That Allah will only give you reward of your actions if your intentions are right. And because of this fundamental hadith, the foundation of hadith, the a'imma, the three scholars have said it is farz. So when you do wudu, to the least, what we need to do is make an intention and also say Bismillah. And what we need to understand is that salah and wuzu are connected, but in a way, independently are taken to be acts of ibadah. Independently to be taken acts of ibadah. That is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a very famous hadith that if one of you had a river flowing in front of his house, if you had a river that was flowing in front of your house, and if someone was to bathe in it 5 times a day, do ghusl in it 5 times a day, would there be any impurity on his body? Someone who's doing ghusl 5 times a day, is there any impurity? Sahaba ikram ajma'in said, no ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your salah is like that. That when you read your salah properly, and this also means the muqaddama of salah, the introduction to salah is your wudu. So when your wudu is proper, when your salah is proper, it washes away and wipes out all your sins. All your sins. Imagine at times we even forget to lift up our hands and to do tawbah and to repent. But the sins that you have committed by the barakat of your salah, by the barakat of your wuzu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking that out. And so get into this habit. How long have we got in this life, my respected brothers? Why should we just do an ordinary wudu, a quickie, just come and by do wudu 35 seconds and that's it? Aisa wudu kya? Do it properly. Understand wudu and understand your salah, and this will have an effect also in your concentration level, which is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that for this ummah especially, Allah has given short applications to carry out, but the reward is immense. Short applications to do, but the reward is immense. Now imagine if somebody was to tell you, you work for me 1 hour and I will give you the wage of 8 hours. Somebody says to you, don't worry, that man is working for 8 hours and he's got a fixed salary. You work for me for 1 hour and I will give you the wage of 8 hours. Who will reject that job? Nobody will reject that. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Raheem with this ummah. Simply by doing wudu, simply by performing your salah properly, everything goes right. There is this very beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was actually the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that after Fajr salah, he would turn around and speak to the companions and say to them, has any one of you seen a dream? Kisine khab dekha hai? And if they have, they would of course inform Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions, Atani al-laylata rabbi, that I saw a dream in the night. Atani al-laylata rabbi bi ahsani surah, that my Allah came to me in my dream in the most beautiful form. Who said this? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That in my dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to me in the most beautiful form. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you know the discussion that is taking place right now with the angels that are stationed at the upper level of the heavens? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, I have no knowledge of that. Kushne. And so in my dream, what had happened is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his hand between my shoulders. Between my shoulders. He put his hand between my shoulders. فَعَلِمْتُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And thereafter, everything opened up for me in the heavens and the earth. Everything was in front of me. Now, just to clear out the masail, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that what we mention of the organs, hands and eyes and feet and all that is mentioned in the hadith is only so that people can understand. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq. And so this is from the mutashabihat. This is from the mutashabih. Allah is free from that. As in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, whatever had transpired at that time, there was this unique connection between Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dream, that his bosom, the heart opened up, and that he could see everything in the heavens and the heart, heavens and the earth. And so then he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I know what the angels are discussing. As everything opened up for him, now I know what they are talking about. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what? And he said that the topic is about kaffarat. They are talking about kaffarat. You know what is kaffara? Kaffarat. Kaffarat means those actions that if you do good deeds, that because of the good deed and the good action that you have committed yourself to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delete and wipe out your sins. That is kafarat. Those good actions and good deeds that will wipe away your sins, that is kafarat. And so the malaika are competing with one another in recording the kafarat of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a few examples that what is kafarat, what are the good deeds that wipe out your sins. And he said, al-mukthu fil masjid ba'd as-salawat, that to even stay in the masjid after your salawat, that is also from the kafarat. That if you remain in the masjid after your salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out your guna, your sins. For the period of time that you are in the masjid. Al-mukthu fi salawat, al-mukthu fi al-masjid ba'da salawat. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-mashyu ala al-aqdami ila al-jama'ati. And to walk on your feet and go towards the masjid. Walking towards the masjid will also wipe out your sins. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-isbaghu fil wuzu, al-isbaghu fil wuzu, and to complete your wuzu despite difficulty that is there. Despite difficulty that is there. Now, of course, in those days it was cold, no water. Alhamdulillah, nowadays for us to do wuzu is very simple. Hot water all the time to do wuzu. And so the more wudu you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out your sins. Some of our mashayikh and our scholars, until death, it was their habit to remain in wudu all the time. Until wudu. All the time. Wudu toot gaya, foran they would do wudu. Not just for salah. All the time they were in wudu. There is a narration in Kanzul Ummal, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and that Anas, if you can remain in wudu all the time, that would be good for you. Let the angel of death meet you in the state of wudu, because if death comes to you in the state of wudu, Allah will honor you with the maqam of the shuhada.
Subhanallah.
Allah will honor you with the maqam of the martyrs. How easy that is. You're traveling, do wudu. 2 minutes. Kya der lagti hai bhai, wudu kar le foran. You have wudu, it's not for your salah. You want to do wudu, do wudu quickly and then go. Remain in that wudu. Of course, your salah is different. You have to do wudu. And that is why also in the hadith, in Kanzul Ummal, it is mentioned that if you do wudu when you go to sleep, do wudu and go to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward of that man who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of fasting. In the state of fasting. That he is rozedar, he is fasting and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reward that is given to that person who is sleeping aramse, who is sleeping, but Allah gives him that reward. How important it is, my respected brothers and elders. And so it's very easy. One day, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Bilal, tell me, what are the good actions and the good deeds that you do, radiallahu ta'ala? And so he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have one habit that I do wudu all the time, and thereafter read salah, nawafil, tahiyyatul wudu, or any salah. And that means that he was in the habit of remaining in wudu all the time. And after doing wudu, he would also do shukr and read 2 rakats. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Bilal, bilkul, this is right. It is because of this Allah has given you this honor. What honor? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, that Bilal, I was in Jannah and I could hear some footsteps. I was in Jannah and I could hear some footsteps. So I said to Jibreel, Ameen, Jibreel, is there someone else here in Jannah? Jibreel Ameen said to me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no one here. The footsteps that you are hearing is actually the footsteps of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an walking in the streets of Medina that you can hear in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Kya subhanallah. What's so difficult today? My respected, is there any difficulty in believing this? Subhanallah. Today with your technology, the satellites that are right on top, pinpoint precision, they can aim at a needle. They can point at a needle, aim, target at a needle. What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is walking in the streets of Medina Munawwara and the effects are felt in Jannah, the footsteps you can hear in Jannah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bilal, because this is of wudu, excellent wudu, excellent salah that you read, thereafter what you read. And so get into the habit of doing wudu properly, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Just very quickly to explain to you the procedure of wudu. The first thing what we have to do is make an intention. Your niyyah, from now on make a niyyah. This is farz according to Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. So make niyyah. So you're doing wudu, make an intention. Be mentally, be prepared for this. I am doing wudu. And then to say, Bismillah. That is also the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the majority of the scholars, except for Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, according to him it is farz. So therefore we should also say Bismillah. And then thereafter also to do miswak. Miswak is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the easiest way to do this, my respected brothers, is that if you are if you do wudu maybe in the bathroom toilet there, make sure you have your own miswak there. You can have one miswak in your pocket, and you should have one miswak there in your bathroom. So every time you do wudu, it's a reminder for you, this is my miswak, let me do miswak. Because this is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then thereafter, the first thing what we do is wash the hands properly. So what you do is you wash your hands properly. Washing the hands properly means also just to cover your wrists, just to also cover your wrist and wash your fingers properly. You've seen doctors, surgeons, when they need to operate, how they wash thoroughly, properly. So do your hands should be washed properly. And this should be performed 3 times. This is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, with your right hand, put water in your mouth. Put water in your mouth. This in the Arabic language is madmada. What is it? Madmada. Put water in your mouth. And then gargle your mouth, swirl the water inside your mouth properly, clean your mouth inside, and then expel everything that is inside, outside. So this is called madmada. This is the sunnah according to the majority of the scholars. However, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says it is farz. What does he say? It is farz. So we should not take this lightly. So we should also do madmada properly, with your right, madmada. How many times?
Three times.
So do madmada properly. Achhi tarah pani ko andar lagao, aur achhi tarah jo hai muh ki safai ho, that is madmada. And then what we do is that you sniff water up your nostrils. And this is also done 3 times with your right hand. Put the water inside and sniff it to the upper part of your nose. And then of course you blow it out. You blow it out again. Now in the Arabic terminology, when you put water in your nose, this is called istinshaq. This is called istinshaq. And the water coming out from your nose, this is called istinthar. This is called istinthar. Now you'll find some of the scholars, what they say is that your madmada and your istinshaq is in one shot. Do it in one way. So what you do is that you have water here in your right hand, put it in your mouth and also slightly up your nose. This is according to some of the scholars. But according to the Hanafiya fiqh, it is three times separately. Each, three times each. Just clarifying the madhahib so that we understand. So you put your water in your nose with the right hand and then you blow it with your left hand. Take it out. So this is your wudu that you are doing. And this is sunnah. Now istinshaq is farz according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Istinshaq is farz according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I'll give you also the reason why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says this, a great scholar. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says that because Allah has mentioned in the Quran, wash your face. Wash your face. Part of the four farais is one is also to wash your face. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great mujtahid that he is saying that the nose and the mouth is part of the face. What does he say? That the nose and the mouth is part of the face, therefore according to him it is farz. According to the majority of the scholars, as in the other three scholars, they say this is sunnah. And then thereafter, wash your face properly. Washing the face means that thoroughly, you also rubbing, and from the forehead until the chin, and from earlobe to earlobe, the entire face is washed properly. Entire face. And sometimes what happens, this part is not washed properly. So also this section should be washed properly. Make sure that every part of the face is washed properly, because this is ghusl. You have to do wuzu. And this should be performed how many times? Three times. So your face from the forehead to your chin and earlobe to earlobe. So this, your entire section of the face should be washed. For a person who's got a beard, khilal is very important. So to make sure that you put your fingers, rub it inside, and then do khilal of the beard in this manner. So people with beards, mashallah, do khilal. This is how you do it. And people who haven't got beard, inshallah, make intention for beard. Make intention for beard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Dunya is short-lived, my respected brothers. And so this is how you do wudu. After you have washed your face, then comes your hands. Now, your hands, again from here, thoroughly three times, starting from your right hand. Make sure not only is your elbow covered, but slightly to take water here. Slightly to take water. So this part is also washed. So you cover your right hand properly and thoroughly three times, and then your left hand properly three times. Once you have done this three times, that is the sunnah. Don't do it four and five times. Three times is enough by. That is done. Thereafter, what you do is masah. Now, masah is once. Masah is once. Now, there are different masail and ikhtilaf about masah. So for an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُسِكُمْ, do masah of your head. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, doing the complete masah of your head, it is farz. What is it? Complete head. Masah is farz. But how much covering? There's a difference of opinion. According to Imam Malik, the entire head should be covered, masah. Only then your masah is valid. According to Imam Shafi'i, one quarter head. What is it? Quarter. One quarter. Quarter. Minimum coverage should be one quarter. The method is different, one quarter. So if you've done a quarter of your head's masah, it's fine. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, masah means masah, it means even one hair, your masah is done. So Imam Shafi'i says, even if you do masah of one hair, that is enough. But they don't do it for one hair. In fact, according to Imam Shafi'i, masah is three times. Masah is three times. But according to him, the minimum coverage, even if you cover one hair of masah, that is enough. Now, how do you do masah? A lot of the people sort of make mistakes in this. Masa is something, it's not difficult. Masa you have to do properly. Masa means that you wipe your head and wet your fingers. So wet your fingers properly, and then once your fingers are wet, your thumb and your index finger, leave that out. Lift it up a bit slightly and join the last three fingers. Now this is in accordance to the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. You'll find other people just doing a straightforward masa, but this is in accordance to the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. And what you do is you have your fingers in this manner, and then if you can, start from the hairline, of the forehead, going this way. And then if you join your fingers, that is also fine. Go all the way down slowly, all the way down. Don't touch your thumb and your index finger to your head, because you are not using this as masa. These fingers are to be used for masa in separate areas. So that is the wisdom of not using your thumb and your index finger. You use this six fingers for your masa. And so you do this all the way. And once you have come down, touched your neck in this manner, and then what you do is that open your fingers, and then return back in this manner with the palms. Your fingers are open. Now none of the fingers are actually touching. So what you do, and then thereafter, you just open your, you do your masa, return back with your palms in this manner, and that is your masa done. Your masa is completed. Now thereafter, with your thumbs, you do your masa of the external part of the ears in this manner like that. And with your finger, index finger, make sure you put your finger inside here. And then slowly do masa and take it all the way. All the different folds that are there in your ear, this is what you do, masa. This is masa that is done properly. So once you've done masa of your head, masa of your ears, and masa of also the neck. Now this is mustahab. This is mustahab. The neck is mustahab. If you want to do it, you do it in this manner. This is how you do masa of the neck. This is mustahab. And then thereafter, once again, just do khilal of your fingers. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And do this. Do it properly in accordance to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then again, washing the legs, your foot, starting with the right foot. Make sure you cover the ankle properly, and with your little finger also wash between the toes. Wash, put your fingers between the toes. This is also a khilal that you are doing. And then the same that you do with your left ankle. And what is very important is to make sure that your entire section is washed properly. The heels should also be washed. The heels should be washed properly. Do it properly in this manner. So everything is done. That is why in the hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw some of the people doing wudu and the heels were dry. And he said, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe to the people that their heels will be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because they did not wash it properly. So this application of wudu is very, very important. And so we've covered this according to the madhahib, to all four madhabs, inshallah. Now another masla which is important is tartib. What is it? Tartib. Tartib means in the right sequence. Although according to Imam Abu Hanifa, it is a sunnah. So if you don't do it in tartib, you're going against the sunnah. But why should you go against the sunnah? And tartib is farz according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh. The right sequence is farz according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh. If you don't understand the masail, ask the scholars, ask the people, show the people who are your friends around you that look, this is how I am doing masa, this is my wuzu. Don't be shy, ask. So is this right or is this wrong? What is the sunnah? And then of course, after your wuzu, that dua which will open the eight doors of Jannah. Which dua is it? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. This dua also a person can read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, we will be continuing with this series of purity, and then also going into the method of salah, how you should read salah, what is the procedure of salah, and how we can attain concentration in salah, what are the mistakes that we do in salah. And so, brothers, half an hour, 45 minutes, take out time and listen. Subhanallah, one mas'ala that you learn is equivalent to praying 200 rakats nafal salah. 200 rakats of nafal salah. Imagine sitting for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, the reward that we have earned. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, hamari is majlis ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, jitne log yahan baithe huye hai. Ya Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Allah, tu to bahana dhoomta hai. Aaj ka baithna hi bahana ban gaya ho. Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat farma de. Allah kareem, hame jannatul firdaus de de. Allah kareem, hame jannatul firdaus de de. Allah kareem, jahannam ke azab se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, jiski jo pareshani hai, us pareshani ko dur farma. Ya رحیم یا کریم ہمیں توفیق دے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پر چلنے والے ہم بن جائے یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم یا اللہ ہمیں ایسا علم دے یا اللہ جو نفع والا ہو یا اللہ ایسا علم دے جو ہمیں جنت کی قریب کر دے یا اللہ جنت کے قریب کر دے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما اللہ خاتمہ بالخیر فرما جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا دے یا اللہ جو دنیا سے چلے گئے ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین